Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th Legislative District in Northumberland and Snyder Counties. Representative Culver, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the state budget. No, not the one that we've pretty much been working on for the last year, but the next year is already upon us, and the governor is going to be giving his budget address next week. Talk to us about the process here and what will be going on.
This week, the Pennsylvania House and Senate will convene in a joint session on the House floor on Tuesday, February 9th. And we're convening to hear Governor Tom Wolf's budget proposal for the second year of his administration. I just want to clarify one thing, and it's contrary to popular belief, the governor did sign the budget on Monday, December 29th, but he then exercised his right to veto particular line items, which still leaves work for us to do on things like education, agriculture, and corrections. There is a widespread expectation that the governor plans to focus on many of the same priorities in the upcoming budget proposal. But I want to stress, this is a proposal. So when people hear it, this is not what each line item is going to be. This begins the process. So I do definitely want to stress that this is a proposal. In his preview of the address, he has already called for an additional $200 million in education for the state's 500 school districts. This would be an increase on top of the extra $377 million spending boost he called for in this current year's budget. Since my time in the House, we have voted for historic investments in education, providing more state money than ever before to Pennsylvania schools, while still being mindful of taxpayers' money and not insisting upon billions in increased sales or income taxes. The governor's budget address will air live on Tuesday, February 9th, beginning at 11:30 a.m., but it is expected to begin around noon. There will be a link on my website to the governor's address on lindaculver.com.
Representative, another thing we'd like to talk about this week is a program that helps a lot of seniors and those with fixed incomes stay in their homes, the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program. Talk to us about this.
The Property Tax Rent Rebate Program is a really popular program in the 108th District. And the forms are now available online. And as an extra bonus this year, we have a professional in the field who is retired that will be in my office Tuesdays and Thursdays to also help out seniors fill out these applications. Eligible participants can receive a rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2015. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years of age or older with a disability. Copies of the form as well as assistance with filing them are available at completely no cost at my district office. Applicants should be prepared, though, to provide all the necessary income, property tax, or rental information required to process claims quickly and accurately. Applications are due by June 30th, and the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program is one of the many initiatives supported by the Pennsylvania Lottery, which dedicates its proceeds to support programs for older Pennsylvanians. Since the program began in 1971, approximately $6 billion has been paid to qualified applicants. And if you need any additional information, please call my district office at 570-286-5885, or please call us on the toll-free number of 1-800-924-9060.
And finally, Representative, good news for all the fishermen out there. I know they've been eagerly waiting to hear this. Stocking schedules are available. Talk to us about this.
Again, this is one of the more popular programs in the district, and local anglers are now able to find out where their favorite fishing holes will be stocked by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. As the annual trout stocking guides are available online, and we can also print them for you here at the office. The commission stocks approximately 3.2 million adult trout in more than 700 streams and 120 lakes open to the public each year. The statewide opening day for trout season is Saturday, April 16th. And for additional information, visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at www.fishandboat.com. In addition, the Fish and Boat Commission will host a Mentored Youth Trout Day on Saturday, April 9th. Youth under the age of 16 can join an adult mentor angler who has a current fishing license and trout permit to fish for trout on that day. Once again, visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at fishandboat.com for more information on the Mentored Youth Trout Fishing Program.
Representative, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver.